A study performed by the CTZ on the sun, moon, and stars brought many answers regarding the positioning of the continents and the shape of the Earth. On the other hand, many questions have arisen.
Defining the real shape of the Earth was no easy task. But during research, we realized that the most difficult was yet to come. We realized that the Sun brings forth many anomalies, its trajectory, the sunrise and sunset. We installed equipment in several countries in different parts of the planet. And all these equipments recorded different situations, anomalies that made us think. We think about trajectory and about what we learned about the Sun. Its size, its distance to Earth does not match what we learn. It does not coincide the realities of the facts. It is an anomalous trajectory, totally different. It implies strong evidence that the Sun is not a star the way we learn. It seems that it is much closer to the Earth than we think. Moreover, its trajectory is totally different. In several points, in several continents, the trajectory does not coincide with the reality, mainly in Australia and the Canary Islands. For example, in Australia, it rises and sets almost in the same place. In Antarctica, it's totally different. Some months of the year, it stays at a fixed point, practically without moving to either side. By observing all these anomalies around the world, we realize that there is a possibility that the solar system is totally different from what we have learned. It might not even exist. During these observations on the Sun, we noticed that the Moon has also a different behavior. Its trajectory is very similar to that of the Sun, and its size is also completely atypical. The impression we have of the Moon is that its size varies greatly, or its distance from the Earth varies greatly during its 28-day trajectory. There are days that it is closer, another more distant. It is as if its elliptic were totally within a different system of space out there, as if it were another reality. And because of the various anomalies observed in the Sun, the Moon, and the stars, we determined that the Earth doesn't spin. It does not have the spinning motion. We can consider a gentle wobble or a gentle tilt. But sure, the land does not spin. It is motionless. The mystery surrounding the Sun is so complex that we will continue our studies. We will continue to research because it is in our interest to unravel the mystery that surrounds our star.